Mr. Hormans, thank you for joining me. What is the role of family farming in the region?
Well, the role of family farming in the region is, first of all, to provide food for the populations there and also to provide employment. I must say that 25% of the population active in these countries is employed in agriculture. And altogether, this population is accounting for about 40% of the rural population.
How does family farming contribute to sustainable rural development and food security?
Family farming is more productive in general than the big farms per unit of employment, meaning that they use low level of capital, but they are employing much more people, obviously. Also to be noted is that the products from family farms are cheaper and usually fresher than the ones that you can find in the supermarkets or in the big cities. So another important contribution, a major contribution, I would say, of the family farming in the region is that the incomes which are generated by these farms are reinjected in the local economy, in the rural areas, either for local services or for local small industries or whatever, which is not the case in the big companies.
And what are the main challenges facing small-scale farmers and family farmers in the region?
Well, the main challenges are well known, I would say, by everybody. And the farmers themselves claim that access to financing is a major difficulty for them, in particular to credit and for microfinance for the smallest ones. Also, the land fragmentation is a major issue because, on average, the farms are quite small in the region, 2 hectares, for example, which is very small. The population is becoming older and older. We observe, for example, in Tunisia, then more than 50% of the heads of the family farms are more than 60 years old, which is a bit contradictory to the fact also that we have a very high level of unemployment for the youth, either with diploma or without diploma. And last but not least at all, a point that I want to mention is that there is what is called a kind of a feminization of the agricultural population in the region. More and more men are leaving the rural areas. They are going either to the Gulf countries to find some jobs or to the tourism industry or to the big cities. And the women are staying in the rural areas and farming. So this is an important issue that has to be taken into consideration by the authorities in the region.
But why is that a challenge if women are staying in the fields and men are going into the urban areas?
It's a challenge because they don't have the same rights, for example, in terms of land ownership. They don't have the same access to finance. They don't have the same access to extension services. So it's not a problem per se, but it's a problem because the policies, the institutions are not really taking this into account.
Can you think of an example that can illustrate the issues facing family farmers?
Yes, I was mentioning the question of extension services, and quite often the extension services are based in the capital or very far away from the farmers themselves. And in specific case where we identify the needs for women which were not able to travel a long way to benefit from training, we discussed with the training institutions, and they agreed to move themselves to the area where these women were working. And I think that it's a way to realize and to improve the way that national services can provide their assistance to these communities, which are quite often in remote areas. They are not even aware of the fact that they could benefit from some training services.
So what do governments need to do in order to support small-scale and family farmers?
I think that there is a need to improve the access to finance and also to the land ownership. It's probably something which is missing in the region. Access also to natural resources. I think that we have to think about family farming not only about agriculture in a very strict level, but also in terms of forestry and fisheries. And in many cases, access to these resources is limited for the local populations. major area of intervention for the government and for which FAO is going to support them in the next years is the support to the professional organizations in terms of legislation, technical support, institutional support to ensure a good governance and to ensure their performance and participation in the policy dialogue. I mentioned already the question of specific support and targeted support to women in the region in terms of rights, in terms of training, for example. Improving also the way research and extension services are addressing the needs of this population in terms of both the way that this is disseminated, but also in terms of what are the main areas of research for these farms.